This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We spent some time during the holiday shopping season now behind us with three small business owners to get a sense of how their most important season was going for them. A short, admittedly unscientific retail survey. And with the books now closed, we called them all up one last time to hear how things went.
I'm Patty Delgado. My business is Hija de Tu Madre, and we are based in Los Angeles, California.
I'm Kristen Tallheimer Bingham. I am co-owner of Dean's Suites in Portland, Maine.
This is Gary Merriman. I'm at the Fishhawk in Atlanta, Georgia. It was busy. We had very good sales. I did notice a little bit of a difference this year. We didn't quite have as many of the last-minute shoppers that you normally get. That could have been partly weather-related. Overall numbers were good. Just didn't see... If you remember, I talked about desperate. I didn't see as much desperate late this season as you normally do.
Things went really well. The volume was definitely higher this year than last year. So 2019 was definitely, we produced more chocolate. And we know that in a variety of ways, but just looking at revenue, we know that we sold a lot more chocolate.
Things have been really crazy this holiday season. I think that it's been chaotic, more chaotic than other years, and more things have gone wrong than other years. USPS issues, when we're mailing out things in such high volumes, orders go missing, packages go missing. But we've survived, and I think that we're really coming off this really awesome high of having a really strong fourth quarter, especially a really strong holiday season, and we're great.
We're definitely noticing that we're getting more online orders, and every year that ticks up a little bit, and just a few fewer walk-in customers. It's not a huge shift for us, but when I look back on the numbers, walk-in traffic was just a tiny bit down.
As far as what it looks like, I mean, it's, customer-wise, obviously it slowed down. Next is going to be we'll have a lot of people traveling, whether it be to the Bahamas or Belize. This is the time of year that you see a lot of that. And a traveling customer usually, you know, they spend money when they're going on vacation.
You know, this past month we had a pen set that was sold out pretty much like all of December. So that was a lost opportunity. And if we would have had like a better customer, factory, vendor communication, and if we could have put in that order much earlier, I think we wouldn't have missed out on that sale opportunity. So I think stuff like that is something that I really want to improve, not just next holiday season, but just like throughout our business. It's just having the right inventory.
For the next week or so, we will start to think about Valentine's Day. And of course, there are things that we put off for the last 3 months. So for example, I didn't do any bookkeeping since before Halloween. And so I have a few hours sitting there with QuickBooks trying to get everything back up to speed and start to really look at the numbers. But yes, you put a lot of things off and then you come back to them in January.
That was Kristen Tallheimer Bingham. She's in Portland, Maine. Patty Delgado is here in L.A. And Gary Merriman is in Atlanta.